For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Wildfire season is here, and bilingual resources are available online for Riverside County residents to become prepared. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports one local nonprofit is using trusted community messengers to prepare the Latino community for natural disasters.
Martha Carrasco, a retired civil servant, regularly canvasses her Jurupa Valley neighborhood, handing out emergency preparedness information. Carrasco says that for some in the Latino community, communicating in Spanish is preferred. And there was also the issue of trust.
When you're getting that information from someone that you know that you could trust, because there's always sometimes a fear of, you know, some folks may not trust government for, you know, whether they're undocumented or whatever the case may be. It's powerful, you know, just to know that you could get the resources out and disseminating them throughout the community.
Carrasco went through leadership training through Reach Out, a Riverside County nonprofit focused on educational programming. Last year, Reach Out teamed up with Listos, a state-funded emergency preparedness program, to give out first aid kits and go-bags to the county's most vulnerable to natural disasters. Yareli Ortiz, Reach Out's community outreach specialist, says they've found that the resources they provide are often the first that Hispanic families have been given in their own language.
So providing that information, it really helped them think about it, and pairing that along with the first aid kit or with the guide, it really makes it an attainable thing that families can do.
Reach Out offers resources on their website and webinars online to teach the community about preparedness. Ortiz suggests a good place to start is to sign up for emergency text message alerts from your county and follow emergency services like police and fire on social media. Also, once households do some research on preparedness, they should take the time to have a conversation with their neighbors. The more people who are prepared in a community, the better. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Riverside and San Bernardino counties have partnered to launch a new campaign centered on maternal and infant mortality in the Black community. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The Perinatal Equity Initiatives of Riverside and San Bernardino counties have partnered for the campaign called Rallying Around Sisters, Redefining and Strengthening the Village. It was chosen to highlight, quote, the importance of community in combating the alarming statistics related to Black maternal and infant mortality, according to a press release from San Bernardino County. The initiative looks to reach Black women in the Inland Empire and connect them with free services. According to California Department of Public Health data, Black mothers are nearly four times more likely than white mothers to die from pregnancy-related causes. You can learn more about the partnership at sbcounty.gov. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Standing in the mostly barren Mendocino Lake Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a regional drought emergency, giving state agencies the power to bolster the reservoirs serving communities in Mendocino and Sonoma counties. Despite the dire dry conditions, the governor sounded hopeful.
Californians have a sustainable mindset. I couldn't be more proud of this state. We are currently utilizing 16% less water, our urban users, than we were prior to the last drought.
Newsom has refused to call a statewide drought emergency, which would certainly lead to similar large-scale cutbacks in water use that Californians saw in the previous six-year extreme dry spell. The governor also signed an executive order directing state agencies to make drought resiliency a top priority as California braces for the impact of a third year of extreme dry conditions. Central Valley leaders and farmers have been pleading with the governor to declare a statewide emergency, saying they need to be prioritized. And just a quick thank you today to a few of our members who support Midday News and KVCR. Raymond in Temecula, and new members Siva in Irvine, Ravikant in Elisa Viejo, and Patrina in Tustin. Thank you so much for your support. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.